Today's topic is another one that did really well on TikTok. And because of that, I realized that a lot of people need to hear it just as much as I need to hear it. This is something that I have to work on a lot, have to remind myself of a lot when it comes to my creative work, for sure, but just life in general, really. And what I want to talk about is how the practice is the point. And what I mean by that specifically is that I think many of us want to get to a specific outcome when it comes to the things that we want to do in our lives, right? We want to get to a place where we're at optimum physical health or physical appearance, or we have a certain amount of money, or we are in some way, we have achieved something in some way that signifies that we are done, that we have done it, we have succeeded. And of course, this is normal. You know, there's no shame in feeling this way, but I do think that many of us can get lost in this and forget that the practice is the point of this entire thing, this entire life journey. The practice is the point. And obviously another way to say this is it's about the journey, not the destination. But I like the use of the word practice, because all of life is a kind of practice in itself. The way I first thought about this really was thinking about the concept of somebody practicing medicine, right? When someone practices, they have a practice. It means they're doing it constantly, consistently, over and over again. And they are always learning something new about the process of it, right? Medical practice changes throughout decades and years, of course. So when someone practices that, they're practicing medicine, right? They're practicing, they're learning, they're growing, they're understanding new things, they're understanding their patients, the people that they interact with. It's a practice. And that made me realize that, oh, that's all of life. That is literally what you do every day when you get up in the morning. You're practicing life. You're practicing your experience on this planet, because how you do one thing one day will be different than how you do it another day, because you're constantly growing and learning, you're changing, you're cultivating new skills and understandings of yourself and the world around you. So every day is a practice, which means it's not about an end point, right? It's not about an end outcome or a goal specifically. It's about the practice towards getting there. That's what you're looking for, right? The outcome you're looking for is within the practice of getting to it. That's what you really want. And I think, again, so many of us forget about this. I forget about this all the time myself, because we're always trying to get to a place where we feel finally safe, secure, okay, you know, feeling like we can finally relax. I think that's a big one for many of us. We can finally relax. We've sorted out our finances. We finally got that achievement we want. We're finally perfect in this specific way. It's not about the perfection. It's not about the achievement. It's not about the success. It's about the practice. And doing that thing, that practice, over and over again. And hopefully, that thing that you're practicing is enjoyable to you in some way. It's something that you can learn to even enjoy, right? Because not everything that you have to do in life is going to be enjoyable all the time. But even learning to enjoy the practice of it can make your life so much better. Another example that I often think about is how flossing is something that is so important for your health, right? Your oral health. And obviously it's very tedious, it's very annoying. The last thing you want to do after, you know, a late night out or something is come home and floss your teeth. That's something that I always struggled with. And then I realized after time, it's become such a part of my routine, it's become such a part of my practice of self-care, of self-maintenance, that now there's an enjoyment to it when I do it. It's still annoying in some ways, of course, as many things are in life that are good for us. But in other ways, I actually enjoy it. It feels like something's missing when I don't do it now. Think about all the other things in your life that are like that. And think about the things that you do that require you to practice in order to cultivate a life that is good for you, healthy and fun in a sense, right? So like flossing is boring, tedious, annoying, but allows you to have healthier gums, healthier teeth. It allows you to enjoy your life, be able to eat the foods you want to eat without worrying, you know, all those things. That's the point of the practice. That the practice is the point there. It's not about getting to this place where you're now these magically perfect teeth forever. The point is to maintain them, right? The practice of maintaining them. This applies to so many other things too, even your creative work. As a writer, as a content creator of sorts, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. And I think when I first started, before I really leaned into it, I thought that I would get to a point where it's like, yeah, I've done it and it's done. And I have a body of work and it's all completed. And really I'm realizing now it's about the practice of it. I still do it and I do it consistently and I do it, obviously I put my best effort in. Your best effort will change every day, right? Because you're going to feel different every single day, but you're putting in whatever you can on whatever day and however you're feeling. But it's about the doing, right? The consistent doing of something, the practice. the more you do it, the better you get at it, or the different you get at it, right? You learn something different, you change, you morph, you evolve, you do it in a different way, not better, not worse necessarily, but just different. And that's part of it. That's part of the practice. And the practice is the point of what you're doing here. It's not about getting to an end point. It's not about getting to a point where now I feel like I've completed all the writing I want to do, all the content creation I want to do. I am constantly living life, right? I'm constantly in the practice of living life. So therefore, I'm going to be constantly in the practice of creating things that accompany my experience. And that's the enjoyable part. It's not about, oh, I'll feel finally complete or better or good enough when I'm done creating those things, when I'm done living life, because that defeats the purpose of life. That defeats the purpose of creation or creativity. The point of that is within the practice of it. The everyday, the constantly doing and redoing and doing it different, doing it better, doing it worse, learning, growing, all those things. That's the point. And obviously, like, this is something I think many of us can logically understand, but really deeply understanding it and embodying it and living your life that way can be really tricky, because we are ingrained to believe that we have to get to a certain outcome, a certain end point. And maybe this is rooted in capitalism as well, right? Always wanting to grow, improve, to get to this ultimate state of bestness, right? Of perfection. That's not the point. If you're only thinking of that, you're losing the meaning you can give yourself right now. Because otherwise, then what's the point of even showing up every day if it's not in some way enjoyable for you? If it's not in some way a practice that you can root yourself in, right? That you can almost lose yourself to, right? Getting into flow state. What's the point then? There is no point, because without the practice, you can't get to the outcome. But the outcome is not going to look the way you expect it to look, because you can't know what it looks like until you get to it. And you might never get to it, right? Because it might not be something that is meant for you in that way, or maybe it'll appear differently than what you expected. So if you're only thinking about the outcome and you're not focusing instead on the practice, which is the point, you'll never get to that outcome, because you need the practice to get to it. And then even if you get to that outcome, it might not look anything like what you thought it would look like. It doesn't mean it's bad or wrong. It's just different. But the only way to get even close to it is through the practice. So the practice is the point. You have to do the practice. There's no other way around it. And the practice in itself, yeah, might be tedious at times. It might be repetitive. It might be boring. And that's the point too, right? It helps you grow and strengthen your resilience as well, your ability to withstand the boringness of practice, the doing over and over again, even without seeing results all the time. The results are happening in different ways, of course, and you can't control the speed of the results. You literally just have to keep doing it, showing up, practicing over and over again. And whatever you need to learn and however you need to grow will sort itself out, but it's through the practice. So you just have to practice and continue practicing and do it. And every day you wake up, it's a practice. Your life is a practice. You're practicing how to live as a person even. But this concept of the practice can apply to literally anything in your life, because all of it is a practice of experience, a practice of being. And you'll never be perfect. It'll never be a specific outcome. You'll never get to a place where you're like, finally, I can stop practicing. You'll never stop practicing. Even if you think you've stopped practicing, you haven't, because there's no way to stop practicing. Every day is a practice, and everything you do is a practice in being yourself. So there's no way to avoid it. And I think it's important to recognize the practice is what we should be focusing on more than the outcome. And the practice is great, right? It can be really fun to also practice. Everything is a even your relationships, right? The way you show up every day in a relationship, a friendship, whatever. You communicate better, you try something different, you give a gift to someone, whatever. That's a practice of being within that relationship. It's all a practice. And the practice is the best part of it. It's not the outcome. It's not, finally, I can be in this relationship where everything is perfect. What's really the point of that? That's a fantasy. It's not possible, of course. But it's in the practice of learning how to show up for someone, how to love someone, that is the most enjoyable part. And showing someone else how they can love you or show up for you. That's the enjoyable part of it. So again, practice can apply to anything. And I think it's really important for all of us to understand what that means for us. What is it for you that you are, you know, neglecting about the practice? What practice are you avoiding? What practice can you lean into more? What practice can you recognize as enjoyable for you, as satisfying in some way, with or without the outcome that you intend? So I hope this was helpful. I hope it was informative. I hope it gave you a different perspective on the concept of practice and can help you find some, you know, alignment and enjoyment in it for yourself. If you want to hear more from me, I write a lot over on Substack. I'm constantly writing new essays on topics like these and in more depth and in more, you know, of a creative nonfiction type of way. I also post my short form videos over on TikTok and Instagram. And on Instagram, I share a little bit more of my life as well. So if you want to see that, follow me over there. And I also offer one-to-one calls. I have limited space at the moment. My schedule's kind of been shifting around. But if you're interested in just chatting with me, I'm not a therapist, as I often say. I just love talking about these things. So if you want to chat with me about them, explore these concepts a little bit more, pick my brain, you can book a call over on my website. Other than that, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'll be back again soon with another episode.